This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show is on. I'm Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex Jones momentarily. He'll be in studio this hour. It won't be long now. We're just waiting for him to finish up his deposition to take over the show and get into some of the bombshell news that I know he has locked and loaded and ready to go. Of course, one of the biggest stories over the last few days has been the sentencing of political prisoner and free speech activist Owen Schroyer. He went on Tim Pool yesterday, and we have a couple clips of that I want to show you now. Clip number two, here is Owen Schroyer on Tim Pool Timcast yesterday.
The personal level is, I don't want to go to jail. I don't believe I belong in jail. I would even tell you that I believe that this case should be done, and I've served my probation with good behavior. Nonetheless, that's not the result that we got today. Then there's the other side of me that's just an American citizen. I remove myself from the picture, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart that future Americans may have to suffer through the same fate, or worse. It breaks my heart that somebody, a young journalist coming up or a talk show is coming up, is going to have to censor themselves, chill their free speech,
yeah,
or be afraid.
That's the thing.
Be afraid of what they're going to say.
That's the thing that people really have missed with this whole situation. And again, we talked about first order thinking earlier. Everyone that's like, oh, it's fine, they're all guilty of first order thinking because it's not their political party. It's not something they agree with. This is going to be used against first conservatives. If the government gets away with it, right? So they first, this is the test, the small little, see what we can get away with. Every time the government successfully does something that is questionably legal or illegal, that only ensures that they're going to do more later. This is not going to, there's never a time where the government says, oh, this isn't a new power. This is only in this case. They're going to look at this as, oh, no, now we can go after people that say that skirt the line or whatever. There's always going to be an escalation. And this is going to turn around. If conservatives get into office again, this will be used on the left. Absolutely.
I mean,
and I'm going to endorse it.
Well, it's going to be used on the left by the left.
Yeah.
I just to reference, you know, like every communist revolution, the first group to be purged is the revolutionaries.
Right. Yeah.
Because
the most people that die from communism are communists,
thankfully.
Right. When we were talking about evil authoritarians who go around murdering people, we want that to not be the case. And in these revolutions, I mean, look at Robespierre. Live by the sword, as it goes. When a revolution happens, you now have factions vying for political power to have their vision come true. And mm-hmm. the meme is, there's like a bunch of people standing around all with the same thought bubble saying, I can't wait for the collapse to happen so that my ideology will take over. Well, what happens when the system collapses is all these different groups now say, my way, no, my way, no, my way. And then someone gets slightly more political power and says, we've got to take out anybody who fomented revolution because they're our only threat. The regular people who sit by and don't do anything, they're no threat to the machine. So if these Antifa leftists and crackpots get their way, they're going to be the first to be locked up in federal prisons and kept away from sunlight and communications because they're the real risk to the new machine.
Well, and we see where the financial elite, the global elite, believe that they have the moral high ground and it's their duty to tell us how to live. And what's really frustrating, and I'm not a big historian, but I've had people reach out to me and veterans and people, and they say, Owen, in my day, we used to invade countries for what they're doing to you. We used to go into banana republics and we would shut that down and we would try to restore a constitutional republic. And so what or maybe even form a democracy, as they would at least used to claim. And so what's frustrating is that we went through an entire century of testing this methodology, right? What works better? Communism or free market capitalism? Look at what was built in the West versus the fall of Russia, right? Or if you want maybe a better example, look at North Korea compared to South Korea. Well, now it's like we have to learn the lessons of the 20th century all over again?
Yeah.
Apparently we do, because we haven't learned them well enough. That's Owen Schroyer on TimCast. I suggest you go watch the full episode if you're interested. He really knocked it out of the park. It was incredible. Remember, folks, support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back on the other side. Alex Jones in studio very shortly. Don't go anywhere, folks.
The most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include QQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body's Whole Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Sitting in for Alex Jones today, coming to you live from the InfoWars headquarters here on this 13th of September, 2023. I'm Harrison Smith, host of the American Journal, sitting in for Alex momentarily before he or while he wraps up his deposition. He will be in studio to take over very, very soon. Don't go anywhere. In the meantime, let's take a little trip back, shall we? Let's take a little trip back to October of 2019 before anybody in America really had heard the words COVID-19 or coronavirus or lockdowns or masks or 6 feet to slow the spread or any of the mind-numbing propaganda that we were surely to be assaulted with. No, back in October 2019, it was the Trump impeachment was in full swing. If you go to the Wayback Machine, because I was just doing this, I was just thinking, what was going on while this cabal was gathered in New York City at John Hopkins Hospital to carry out Event 201, the training and planning exercise that they were carrying out just ahead of the rollout of COVID-19. And if you go back to 2019, just go to like CNN.com for October 19th, 2019. It's like, breaking headline, new bombshell about Trump's impeachment. He'll never survive. And it's just like chaos, madness. Meanwhile, it's like stock market's hitting record high for the 100th time this year. This stock market, highest it's ever been. This stock market seeing gains it's never seen before. Also, we're in the middle of a trade war with China, and China's economy is at its lowest ebb since 1990. Literally, that's the headline on the day this was happening. So while Trump is having massive success preparing for his upcoming 2020 election, which is about 1 year away at that point, as he's facing off against China, presiding over massive success on the economy here at home, he's being confronted by totally illegitimate and baseless impeachment inquiry. Then they're just like bombarding him continuously every hour. There's some new headline about this. And while he's in the Oval Office trying to juggle all of this and trying to keep the train on the tracks, meanwhile, there's a cabal of people, some of the most powerful people in the entire world, gathered together in New York City, planning his demise, planning the next phase of the attack, Event 201. And it's everybody, folks. It's the head of the UN. It's the head of the former head of the CIA, who's the current head of the she's the director of national intelligence, meaning she's the tip top of the pyramid. I mean, you have the entire IC, the entire intelligence community. It's all under the office of the director of national intelligence, who's Avril Haines, who happened to be the one presiding over Event 201 when it was held. Now, she was the former director of the CIA. And just going to her Wikipedia here, she was the deputy director of the CIA from 2013 to 15. Following that, she was the 27th United States Deputy National Security Advisor from 2015 to 2017. She was ousted when Trump got into office That's when she got busy behind the scenes at things like Event 201, only to reassume her position of power in the United States government with a promotion, becoming the Director of National Intelligence on January 21st, 2021. Now, this is all in relation to the breaking headline, that this massive bombshell story that you'll find on any media outlet worth its worth calling itself one. Whistleblower, this is from Town Hall. Whistleblower, CIA panel offered financial incentives to bury the COVID lab leak conclusion. We just read the statement from the House Select Committee that's actually supposed to investigate the origin of the coronavirus pandemic. But for now, I want to take us back to Event 201. I want to take us back to that October in 2019 and watch when this exact question is asked by a Chinese participant in this little exercise. And the answer that he's given is very telling, and who it comes from is even more interesting, Avril Haines herself. So let's go now to this video. This is one of the participants in Event 201 asking, what if people suspect it's a lab leak virus? Let's watch.
More cases in China and also death cases reported. And also my staff told me because there's misinformation and there's some belief. People believe, you know, this is a man-made, some pharmaceutical company made the virus. So there are some violations and even, you know, death is because of this misinformation. As a, you know, from like the CDC, and I don't know if Steve agree with me, when you are doing the field work, and you like to do some so-called QOT, training of trainers. So we really need to train the health workers, especially health care workers, their access to the patients, to the public. So make sure they got the right information. So not necessarily, you know, sometimes the health care workers, they know something, but they, if they are not well trained, they might give the wrong information, but also they might say something, oh, I don't know. You know, even I don't know, that could hurt. So when I remember such a situation reminded me, when I was in Sierra Leone, and then I was interviewed by radio, the national radio, I was asked by one of the audience to say, okay, we believe Ebola was man-made, it's transported from, you know, somewhere. So this is, I think this is very important, we do the QOT. So make sure the healthcare workers have the right information.
Okay, thank you. Avril?
I very much agree with that. So, I mean, I agree with a lot of what's been said. I'd just add to it maybe by saying that I think one of the things we want to do is work with telecommunication companies to actually ensure that everybody has access to the kind of communications that we're interested in providing, because that's going to be critical for dealing with, you know, obviously the explosion of the disease. And then another issue, I suppose, is just through that, if you have a trusted source, I believe in the idea that we shouldn't be trying to control communication, but rather flood the zone, in a sense, with a trusted source that then is influential community leaders as well as health workers, as Brad noted, and others on these issues, in order to try to amplify the message that's coming through. And I think Tim's absolutely right. I certainly see the value of communicating constantly on these issues so as to continue to deal with you know, sort of the vacuum that can be created in this circumstance. But then also with the comments made about the fact that for all of the disinformation that will be put out, it's going to be important to actually have a response to those questions and to those concerns, as Stephen said. And I understand from staff that actually there are also intelligence sources identifying multiple foreign disinformation campaigns and so on. But it's all a part of a larger piece, which is to say that every time there is something that comes out that is in fact false information that is starting to actually hamper our ability to address the pandemic, then we need to be able to respond quickly to it.
Yeah, false or true for that matter. I mean, or if it's true information that you just don't want out there because it may point to implicating you in all of this, then that's another very useful reason to have the control over messaging like you just saw discussed. So that again was Avril Haines, the current Director of National Intelligence, who the former CIA Deputy Director, who was there presiding over Event 201 and answering questions about what to do when people start asking the obvious questions as to where this virus came from and could it have been a lab leak. And, of course, she says, well, we don't want to censor anybody, but we do want to flood the zone. We want to flood the zone of our information. In other words, the information that we're providing from the intelligence agencies will all be coordinated and designed, and they'll already have agreements and cooperative handshake deals in place with the mainstream media to say, you get this information from us, don't go ask your own questions. And the crew just brought in this list of participants in Event 201, and it really is a interesting congregation of folks: senior vice president at the UN, president of U.S. Medical Group, president of the Global Development Division of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, former senior director of health at the World Bank Group, director general of the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention, George Gao. I think that may have been who we were just hearing ask that question. ANZ Bank, global chief operating officer of Edelman, head of crisis emergency business continuity management of Lufthansa Group Airlines, the UPS Foundation, the CDC, NBC Universal, Johnson & Johnson. So just a who's who of supranational forces, international spy agencies, corporations, medical establishments, all coming together in Event 201 to pre-plan what is now being revealed, which is the manipulation of, and that's what they talk, they didn't talk about how to stop the virus, they talk about how to manipulate the media. That's what Event 201.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Folks, the most demonized, the most hated, the most misaligned, maligned, most maligned, that's the word I meant, media outlet on the face of the earth. We get up every day, we read mainstream media articles, we talk about fighting for humanity of every race, color, and creed, and we get called conspiracy theorists, we get called racist, anti-Semites, and hateful. And, you know, the way you disprove that is watch like an hour of the show. Watch like just a couple hours of the show. It says everything we talk about is factual, but there's no speculation on my part. Well, there might be a little bit. There might be a little bit of interpretation here or there, but it's based on evidence, isn't it? You know, we don't just say COVID came from a lab because we want it to have come from a lab. It's because, you know, all of the money they spent to create it in a lab. It's because of the little game they played where they laid out exactly what was going to happen, where it was going to come from, how they were going to impose lockdowns as a result. It's because when you have somebody who says, we're going to do this, and then they do it, it's not speculation to say that this was a part of a plan. And their plan is, again, just it's out in the open now at this point. So now we, as former conspiracy theorists and now just reporters of the news, have had to move from exposing what's going on to trying to make people care about what's going on. That's somehow more difficult. That's somehow harder. Right? It used to be like they would have all these plans that were secret and you could find them out and then bring them to the American public and expose it and go, look what they're doing. Now they just do it out in the open and you have to go, don't you get that this is bad? Don't you get that this is wrong? Don't you get that they're targeting you and your family? Don't you understand what's implied with what they're putting in place? People are just like, well, they're the experts. I don't know. I mean, they're the ones in charge. They keep telling me the adults are back in charge. So I guess that makes me a child. Better sit down. I don't get it. I don't get how people can't connect these dots. Not even dots to connect. Let me read just a couple stories for you here. Some headlines. By the way, I mean, Alex Jones will be in studio momentarily. He'll take over the show for me, but there are some stories that I want to cover in the meantime. But stay tuned, because Alex Jones is kind of en route. He's here, but he's finishing up with his deposition right now. And I do want to ask you to support us. After all, this is it's a strange place to be in, I'll tell you that. On one hand, it's an absolute dream come true. I've been a fan of Alex since I was in middle school. And the fact that I got to wake up this morning and actually text Alex Jones, so what's up with these aliens? What's up with the UFO alien Mexico thing? And he's just like, I don't know, it looks fake. I'm like, cool, I thought so too. Thanks. The fact that, I feel like I'm in a dream. I feel like I have to pinch myself. It's just absolutely an honor and a privilege and, something I really feel obligation to live up to, so I so appreciate it. On the other hand, I never thought I'd really be in a situation where my friends were being arrested by the government, right? I always like to think, like, yeah, I'm a rebel. Yeah, I'm on the outside. Yeah, the government's probably watching me. They probably want to shut me up, but they can't. But I was just in high school, and the government probably didn't care. Now we're in this position where, like, am I going to be arrested next if I express, you know, something about the election being stolen and somebody else goes and breaks into a building? Am I going to be thrown in prison for that? I mean, so it's a privilege and an honor and just an amazing dream to be able to be here fighting for InfoWars, fighting for America, expressing my beliefs, trying desperately to wake up humanity. It's such an honor. At the same time, It's so terrifying, the world that they're creating for us. It's so real, the fact that, half a dozen of my friends or more are behind bars for the rest of their lives in some cases, potentially, for decades, behind bars for opposing this government. Like, we really are in this dystopian hell world that we knew was coming for so long. It's, I'll tell you, there's nowhere else I'd rather be, and I'm glad that you're here with us at InfoWars, and I hope that we continue to expand and grow and represent the fly in the ointment for the globalists. Wouldn't it be nice for the globalists if we all just shut up? Wouldn't it be so easy and pleasant for them to just enact their global takeover without the annoyance of having to be confronted at every pass by InfoWarriors exposing exactly what they're doing? We will continue to be the bulwark against their plans. InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us in this mission. We're not going to be intimidated into silence. We're not going to be bullied into giving up our God-given rights. After all, we've studied history and we know where that ends up. And if we have to pay the price for it, then we will. We just hope that you can help us shoulder the cost by going to InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, Alex Jones was right, continues to be right, and has always been right about what is coming down the pipe. Because he wasn't making it up, he was just reporting on what he found. Now it's out in the open, it's being publicized, it's being implemented as we speak from the Epoch Times. G20 announces plan to impose digital currencies and IDs worldwide. The group of 20 leaders have agreed to a plan to eventually impose digital currencies and digital IDs on their respective populations, despite fears that governments will use them to monitor the people's spending and crush dissent. It's like, well, what else would it be implemented for? What other purpose do you have to implement this stuff other than surveillance and the crushing of dissent? That's why CBDCs are a thing, you know? The G20, which is currently under India's presidency, adopted a final declaration on the subject over the weekend in New Delhi. The meeting, which included the world's leading economies, announced last week that they had agreed to build the necessary infrastructure to implement digital currencies and IDs. The group said the discussions were already underway to create international regulations for cryptocurrencies, but claimed that there was no talk of banning cryptocurrency at the summit. Many critics are concerned that governments and central banks will eventually regulate cryptocurrencies and then immediately replace them with central bank digital currencies, which lack similar privacy and security. So they're doing it. I mean, they're making the agreements. They're putting it into place. They're outlawing cars. They're building 15-minute cities. They're buying thousands of AI war-fighting robots. They're indoctrinating you into submission to this globalist scheme, and they're weaponizing and funding the decentralized power structure that will enforce these edicts. Homeland Security awards $20 million to police, mental health networks, universities, churches, and school districts to help identify Americans as potential extremists. This from the Gateway Pundit. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security announced on September 6th that $20 million in federal grants, that is your tax dollars, will be handed out to 34 organizations to, quote, prevent targeted violence and terrorism. Since today is the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, you might think that these 34 organizations will be focused on Al-Qaeda, ISIS, or the Iranian Republic Guard Corps, but you'd be wrong. No, they're focused on Americans who dissent from the prevailing narratives coming out of the federal government and its collaborating partners in the corporate media and major social media platforms. So whether it's COVID-19 vaccines, the war in Ukraine, immigration, the Second Amendment, LGBTQ ideology, or gender confusion, this will get you labeled as an extremist, and now beyond just the overwhelming incredibly prolific spy state that already exists, they are now weaponizing churches and schools and hospitals and medical providers to be their de facto decentralized Stasi to enforce the liberal hegemony. It's coming, it's happening.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. We put our faith, we put our trust, we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yes, I am still here. We are still awaiting Alex Jones to emerge from the deposition. He is, he should be any moment now. We'll continue to cover these bombshell stories that are really should lay out to everybody exactly what the globalists are up to. I'm Harrison Smith, the host of The American Journal. And yes, we are. We expect Alex already before this, but apparently the deposition is taking a little bit longer, but it should not be long now, so stay tuned. Alex Jones will take over and give you the breakdown of today's biggest news. But again, I want to cover a couple different stories, and if I have, I shouldn't even have to, but I'll try to illuminate how these are intertwined. You know, this is the thing, we talked about this yesterday with the clip of Greg Gutfeld actually starting to connect the dots, actually sounding like Alex Jones. He was like mimicking and like kind of mocking Alex, but it's only because it's like it's inevitable. You have to realize what's going on here. You have to realize that there's a reason why all of these various things are taking place at exactly the same time and how they all fit in together and how the people that are responsible for this have announced their intentions for decades at this point. So there's really no excuse for not realizing what's going on and for not fighting back against every one of these encroachments on your rights, whether it be private property or privacy, ownership, free thought, free speech. I mean, these are the things that are going away because in the end of the day, it's all about control. It's all about control, how they can keep you in a permanent state of submission, which is why they love China so much. Do you think that China will experience a revolution anytime soon? Do you think it's even possible for a grassroots, ground-up revolution to take place in China? Or do they have a system through the social credit score that utterly precludes that possibility? That it's really not possible for an average Chinese person to like gain the momentum that they need. It gets snuffed out in the beginning. See, that's why they don't care about China being unfriendly to LGBT, not having open borders and being actually super racist officially, destroying the earth wholesale, like almost to the extent that it seems like it's on purpose, where they're just destroying causing to go extinct entire species of fish and pouring plastic into the oceans at a rate 100 times any other country. Like, this is the country that all of the World Economic Forum, who's shutting down the Western world, who's shutting down the first world out of supposed concern for climate change and pollution, they allow China to be completely unencumbered by these restrictions because they don't care about those things. Those things are means to an end. Those things are being used to bring about total control, and once you have total control, none of the excuses that they use to get it really matter at all. So what are they doing now? Well, the G20 is announcing a plan to impose digital currencies and IDs worldwide. That's what they announced during their recent meeting in India, with the European Commission chief re-emphasizing the need for digital IDs, which of course they got you used to through the COVID-19 vaccine passports and those things. The European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called for an international regulatory body for artificial intelligence digital ID systems similar to coronavirus vaccine passports, and advocated for global cooperation to address challenges presented by AI. She called for the United Nations to have a role in AI regulation and called for the European Union's COVID-19 digital certificate, a perfect model for digital public infrastructures, which would include digital IDs. So yes, they used vaccine passports. They are using digital vaccine passports as the blueprint to establish the literal mark of the beast, okay? Let's not beat around the bush. Meanwhile, you have Homeland Security awarding $20 million to police, mental health networks, universities, churches, and school districts to help identify Americans as potential extremists. Why? Well, because they question the government, don't you know? The money for this comes from the Department of Homeland Security Center for Prevention Programs and Partnerships, or CP3. The program was started in fiscal 2020 and has to date awarded $70 million in grants to private nonprofits, state and local government agencies. The following is from the DHS press release announcing the $20 million in new grants, and it has to do with public health, of course, because gun violence now is a public health threat. Racism is a public health threat. Misinformation is a public health threat. Gathering together in groups is a public health threat. It turns out you can implement a lot of unconstitutional and liberty-destroying measures if you just call them public health threats, and that's exactly what they're doing. And they're saying that this grant funding will provide prevention training and promote greater awareness and understanding of TVTP, Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention Strategies. So this will be, again, behavioral and mental health providers educators, faith leaders, social service providers, nonprofits, law enforcement, and other state and local community partners to address systemic factors that can lead to violence while strengthening protective factors at the local level that support the safety, well-being, and resiliency of communities in the United States. So that's what we need, isn't it? We need people who are going to, you know, some sort of care center to deal with their mental health. What we need to do is co-opt their psychiatrist and becoming a snitch for the state. That's essentially what they're saying. They are deputizing mental health professionals, counselors, people in schools and libraries and churches to be the Stasi, to be the decentralized surveillance agents who will then report to DHS and FEMA. And they're already funding it and they're already doing it. At the same time, they're expanding the Capitol Police, who now have extremely advanced surveillance technology, including drones and balloons in American cities thousands of miles from the Capitol. They happen to be the only police force that is not under obligation under the Freedom of Information Act, so they can do a lot of stuff and not have to tell you about it. Meanwhile, the FBI is kicking in the door of abortion protesters and have also killed three Americans in late-night raids in the last month or so. There's a man in Henderson, Tennessee, a disabled veteran who was killed when the FBI raided his house. There's another guy in, I believe it was New Mexico. His name is Ahmed. He was killed by the FBI during a raid, which his mother and brother were arrested. Then the FBI was in the house for a little while. Then they come out and the guy's dead. And then you had the like 400-pound, totally disabled and immobile troll on Facebook saying, maybe I'll get my ghillie suit on and go shoot Biden, when it's like, yeah, he can't get out of his chair. So is it really that big of a threat? Well, regardless, he's dead now because the FBI raided his home. So you've got like FBI kill squads on the rampage. You've got them weaponized through the FACE Act and all these other various programs designed to make illegal the ability of Americans to petition the government. They're imprisoning free speech activists and journalists for crimes that other people committed. They're sending the leaders of right-wing dissident groups to prison for decades at a time. They are banning guns in every way they possibly can, while letting the criminals run the streets and making everything less safe overall. At the same time, they're flooding our country with millions upon millions of people every single I don't know, how long does it take to get a million people across the border? A month? 2 months? Is it 2 months we get a million people? Since Joe Biden has been in office, a population equal to and greater than the biggest cities in America have crossed the border. And, of course, that has wreaked havoc on the economy when it comes to the buying power of the average American. And so as they destroy the economy and you're forced to drain your savings and you'll have nothing to fall back on, you certainly won't have enough for a down payment for a big purchase. So no more buying houses, no more buying cars, no more speaking out, no more protesting, no more doing anything without permission, as the biometric technocratic control grid is slowly but surely being built around you. And if you want to wake up and break out, now's the time, because once they complete it, once they put in those final bars and slam the door and lock it, that's it for humanity, not just in America, but around the world. These types of systems, we're used to thinking that they're self-defeating, but they're not necessarily. These types of systems can go on not just for a long time, but forever, if they prevent you from even being able to fathom the idea of resistance against it, let alone speaking out against it.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Side.
It's Alex Jones.
I pledge to you that whenever the establishment keeps me from being on air with these loveless depositions they just happened in the last 2 days, that just ended 10 minutes ago, and they promised more, that I will only do more shows. For every hour of broadcast time they take, I will produce 3 more hours of resistance and whistleblowers' information against them. They don't just cut off one head and 2 sprout. They cut off one head and 3 sprouts. We're lining all that up right now. But I'll be here now until the end of the transmission coming up here in the next 2 hours. So thank you so much. It's 12:49 Central Standard Time. Harrison Smith did a splendid job. I caught pieces of him when we were on breaks. And here we are. All right, Owen Schroyer's plane has not gotten back yet with his sentencing for thought crime. But I'm sure they're going to have a great guest host at 3 p.m. Central for you. But we have other political prisoners popping in. Zach Real and Ethan Nordine of the Proud Boys with huge prison sentences for doing absolutely nothing. They'll be popping in, but because we've got to recognize these folks from the deep state gulag. Obviously, Congress has released a treasure trove of documents, just their gravy on top of the Chinese espionage and the pedophilia and the corruption and the money laundering and the Russian money and the Ukrainian money. The Bidens are not Chinese agents, not Russian agents. They are vending machines. You put money into them and you get back whatever you paid for as a foreign government or organization. Harrison did a great job, but I got to say this. He did not symmetrically stack the papers in here. And I did not have time today to go over all my articles. I normally do that, but I've been up since 5 a.m. But I am extremely blessed and honored to be here with you today. But I almost like coming in here unprepared. I mean, I did a lot of preparation last night and some this morning, but not the normal preparation I do going through all the articles here before we go live on air. I mean, look at this humdinger right here. This fish story. DHS Secretary Mayorkas. Biden's open border policy that's allowed 7.2 million illegal aliens in the U.S. has been a model approach that's proven to work. I mean, I laugh. I am laughing, and I shouldn't laugh if it wasn't such a serious situation. I mean, do I have to tell you what's going on the border, the human trafficking, the mass death, the hundreds of thousands dead in the last decade, the hundreds of thousands dying here of fentanyl? It is a bloody nightmare. And there's the video of him saying this is a model approach. You believe me, he said that. Do you want to see the CNN clip? You want to hear him say it's a model approach? You know my rule. If I tell you somebody said something, I got a clip, I should play it. But I really don't want to listen to Mayorkas. But you know what? Let's follow the rule. Go ahead and play Mayorkas.
Within that broken immigration system, we are challenged by an unprecedented level of displacement in the Western Hemisphere of historic proportions. We have responded with a model approach that has proven to work, which is to build lawful pathways for individuals to arrive in a safe and orderly way and to deliver consequences for those who don't meet them.
It's a model system. Oh, and it's unprecedented. After 3 years of globalist lockdowns, because it was 3 years in the third world, forcing them all up here, the UN controlling it, Biden saying, if I win the election, immediately surge the U.S. border. But, oh, no, it's not their fault at all. It's not their fault in any way. They are wonderful people. Really, what is the big news today that I'll be covering after our political prisoner guests join us and leave us? And that is that England, starting 4 months ago, sent medium-range, large, heavy is the term, cruise missiles, 1,000 to 200,000-pound bombs, guided bombs to the Ukrainians, and now the U.S. is sending even more advanced, even longer-range missiles, 100-mile range missiles. And you just see how a year ago, oh, we can't ship cruise missiles. That's World War III. Oh, we can't give them Abrams. That's World War III. Oh, we can't get them F-16s. That's World War III. In fact, get the clip of Biden saying, we can't send Abrams tanks. That'll be World War III. And now it's like, hey, World War III never sounded better, did it? I cannot even calculate to my own brain the danger we're in. I would liken it a few times I've been in, like, Colorado or other parts of the country in the mountains, and you'll be going up to some place you've never been. All of a sudden, you're on a road with no guardrail, and it's a little bitty two-lane road with, like, a half foot towards 5,000-foot drop-off. You're dead. And all of a sudden, you're driving along. All of a sudden, you're like, whoa, I'm on the edge here. Guys, type in photos of dangerous mountain roads. Most people that have driven around, like, you know how it is. You're driving along. It's on a pretty good-sized road. All of a sudden, you're going to see some national park or state park or some monument. And all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, holy hell. I am literally 1 foot from total death. And you get real focused. You tell the wife and kids, zip it. And they look and zip it, too. And then you're almost guilty. Like, why did I get on a road like this? And I'll be honest, I've been on a few of those roads with my family. A few times on trips covering things, we kept on to the destination. But with the family, they'll have little turnarounds. And you know what I do? I turn around when my wife and children are in the car. Of course, we're showing you some mountain roads here. They're rocky and the rest of it. It seems scary, but the ones we're showing are nothing compared to what's out there. And that's all part of the animating contest of liberty. But the point is that that's an allegory. That's an analogy of I realize, you realize, we are on a very dangerous two-lane road going up a mountain. And there's thousands of foot drop on the side. And the great part is when you're coming back down, it's so much less scary because you're not on the edge, but you're still just a few feet away from total death. So that's how I feel doing the broadcast. Like we're on a mountain road with 10 inches of median of shoulder. And you're just like, wow, this country used to be really free. Because if you know the leftists were in full control back when those roads were built, you wouldn't be going up those. In fact, it makes you say to your family, man, I can't believe our government even does this. And they're like, again, the roads the crew is showing right now look scary, but it's not their fault. I just said this. They didn't know I was going to do this. That's like in India they're showing. That's nothing compared to what's in Colorado and West Texas and stuff. Because that's got a shoulder, folks. There are, you've all been on them, on the roads that don't have any barrier, and you're looking down 3,000-4,000 feet, it is crazy. So I'm done talking about that. Let's move on with the analogy. In post, I'm going to find the really scary ones, because we've all been on them, or at least most of you have. And again, you're driving along on a main road, you exit, and all of a sudden, man, this is scary as hell. And you can't wait till you get where you're going, because you cannot believe that you're there. I'm simply trying to get people to realize that they are in this position. I'm simply trying to get people to understand that this is white knuckle time. But you look at the globalists, I mean, they are just delusional. Absolutely out of their minds because they think we're the problem. Overpopulation is the problem. How about nuclear war and bioweapons and all the things they proliferated? That's the problem. Hour number three with political prisoners, a ton of breaking news and more. I'm Alex Jones.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now.
now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.